There's a place where they only serve cold beer in long neck bottles, where rusty pickups with gun racks and toolboxes are parked outside. The pool table felt is ripped like the jeans of the folks on the bar stools. And the jukebox is stocked by Chip McCabe, because this is the wrong side of the tracks.
But I always thought that that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
The wrong side of the tracks. Think you're smart, but you don't know that.
Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Stories and trickery, I'm allowed to entertain. Looked into the atmosphere. Metal Dad radio show. Absolutely ripping some newer, but still fantastic Iron Maiden, as we always do. Metal Dad, tell us a little bit about why.
Metal Dad radio show. I'm your host, Metal Dad. That's the Candyman. And yeah, starting off by upping the irons with a little track called The Alchemist off of the Final Frontier album, which is celebrating an anniversary this week, which is why we're playing it. August 16th, 2010. That album came out 14 years ago? Holy crap. Final Frontier. You and I have agreed that we think it's one of the more underrated second era Bruce Dickinson albums.
Absolutely, Mal. That I would say, save for maybe, you know, Brave New World, I think it's the best album they've had post Bruce Dickinson returning.
Better than Dance of Death?
I would say so, though. Dance of Death has some of my absolute favorite songs, you know, Passchendaele, Rainmaker. There are a lot of songs on it that stand out, even the title track. But I think overall, I really enjoy Final Frontier front to back.
I can't fault you on that opinion, in all honesty. So there you go. All right, so big show this week. Heavy Metal Time Machine going back to a year that was interesting and good. We've got album celebrating anniversaries. We've got a huge block of new music, okay? Three albums that I am very, very, very looking forward to, including the new Opeth, who is back. And I mean back in a big way. At least the first single would lead us to believe, because the growly vocals have returned for the first time in, let's do the math here, since 2008, 16 years of no growly vocals.
That's almost my whole life, Metal Dad. They've been gone.
This is the first album containing growly vocals by Opeth since you were like a year old. That's insane, or almost 2 years old. Let's wait and see what the rest of the record sounds like, because with my luck, this would be the only song on the entire record with growly vocals, and they decided to, you know, pull a fast one on us. But we'll see. But this is Opeth. The new record is called The Last Will and Testament. It's due out October 11th. And here's the opening single. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing a very eclectic but incredible block of new music. I asked him, Metal Dad, it's one of my favorites this year.
Yeah, thank you. And it's three bands that metal fans should know. That right there, out of Finland, Swallow the Sun, who's putting out their first album since 2021. Their last record, Moonflowers, in 21, was one top five record for me. I am very, very excited about this record. It's called Shining. It's due out October 18th through Century Media. And I had no idea it was coming out, because as I said off air, I clearly have not been reading my Decibel magazines. So Swallow the Sun, love this band, new record in a couple months. Before that, out of Norway, 1349 is putting out their first record since 2019. The Wolf and the King, due out October 4th through Season of Mist. We gave you the track, The God Devourer. By the way, that Swallow the Sun track is called What I Have Become. And starting off the block, New Opeth. They have a new record coming out, The Last Will and Testament, on October 11th. We gave you the lead single. We gave you the radio edit of the lead single, which is floating around out there, because, you know, it's a radio show, so we gave you the edit. So there you go. All right, time now for the Heavy Metal Time Machine. The Heavy Metal Time Machine is going back to a very interesting year in heavy metal music. A lot of good records came out this year, but also a lot of garbage, I'm not going to lie. 1996. I'm just going to say right now, the best record to come out in 1996... Well, okay. One of the best records to come out in 1996 was October Rust by Typo Negative. I think out of all of the records that came out in 1996, I may have listened to this one the most. Just throwing that out there. So let's give you one of our favorite tracks off this record. This is Typo Negative, Redwater, Christmas Morning. Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
never met before. The name is Damien, and I used to live in this house.
Anyway.
Metal Dad radio show, giving you an amazing block of albums that came out around this time in the year 1996. Pretty influential year in metal history, in my opinion. Thoughts, Metal Dad?
Yeah, so 1996, these three albums all came out within like a day of each other in 1996. That right there, Samael off of what at the time was the last great Samael record, Passage, which came out through Century Media August 19th, 1996. We gave you the track Shining Kingdom. Before that, Merciful Fate, the next day, released their album Into the Unknown. It's August 20th, 1996, through Metal Blade. We gave you The Uninvited Guest. And Typo Negative October Rust, coming out the same day as that Merciful Fate record, October 20th, 1996, through Roadrunner Records. I need to clarify, because I caught myself. I said that Typo Negative's October Rust was the best record that came out in 1996. Then I stopped myself and said, well, one of, because truly the greatest record that came out in 1996 was Through Silver and Blood by Neurosis. That's really the greatest record. But out of that Neurosis record and that Typo Negative record, those two records I listened to more than anything else in 1996, honestly. I mean, I listened to those two records endlessly for years to come. Very, very influential. Redwater Christmas Morning, the name of the track we gave you on that Typo record. I think that might be my favorite Typo record. It's a hot take, I know.
Honestly, though, not one I'm mad about. I think Bloody Kisses will always be the popular choice, and I think it has so many great songs and classic songs, but I think that October Rust is overall a better album.
Yeah, Bloody Kisses might be my number two, and I'm a huge fan of World Coming Down as well. So, all right, let's go now into albums celebrating anniversaries this week. We're going to go all the way back to 1989. New Jersey's finest, Whiplash, released their album Insult to Injury through Road Racer Records. Let's give you a track off that now. It says Witness to Terror, Whiplash, Metal Dad Radio.
Survival.
Metal Dad radio show tearing up a pretty eclectic but all ripping block of music, album celebrating anniversaries. Tell us what we just heard.
Yeah, that's this block, they were all rippers. They were rippers. That right there, Exhumed. Slaughter Cult's name of the record came out August 15th, 2000 through Relapse. We gave you the track Forged in Fire, Formed in Flame. I love Exhumed. Love this band. I also love early Cannibal Corpse. And on August 16th, 1990, they released their debut album, Eaten Back to Life, through Metal Blade. And we gave you the track Born in a Casket, or Born in a Mother Effin' Casket, if you're announcing it to the crowd. And starting off the block, Whiplash, on August 14th, 1989, released their album Insult to Injury through Road Racer Records. We gave you the track Witness to the Terror. All right, so I've got to make this announcement real quick before we get into Black Sabbath. We've got two shows left after this. We have two shows left with the Candyman in the lead seat here and our 400th episode. So just keep that in mind. And then the Metal Dad Radio Show is going on a two-month break until I figure out what the hell I'm going to do with it without this guy sitting to my left. But for right now, we're going to finish off the show the way we always do. It's a tribute to believe is the first ever heavy metal band. That would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. You're wearing, what are you wearing today? Ruby the Hatchet? Yeah, they're Black Sabbath followers. Let's give you a track off an album that just celebrated an anniversary last week, and I missed it. Master Reality came out August 6th, 1971. We did a big celebration of this record back in 2021 when it turned 50. Let's give you a track we haven't played in a long time. It's After Forever. Till next week, kids.